I love the way the King James Version translates the portion of Galatians 2:20, the first portion. The King James Version says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. I live, yet not I. The sort of tension between those two statements. What does it mean to be crucified, to be dead, to say, I live, yet not I, dead but alive? The way the translation here in the ESV puts it, the contrast is between the second section of the verse 20 that says, it is no longer I who live, and then later it says, the life I now live in the flesh. This tension, I no longer live, the life I now live, unfolds this deep, transforming message of the gospel. What the gospel does in our lives, how it changes us, how it causes us to see the world with a new logic, a logic that's rooted in the cross. So Paul can say, I've determined to know nothing among anyone but Christ and Him crucified. I'm determined to take every thought captive to obey Christ. You see, the key is that it helps us to see what is at the core of the Christian faith. And it helps us to keep the core, the core. One of the things that people often struggle with is doing just that. Even people who talk the language of Christianity, people that seem to be very committed and growing and knowledgeable and all those things. But oftentimes, the problem is, for them, Christianity has something at the core other than the cross of Christ, the atoning work of Christ, what Christ has done for us.